Distorted View Daily proudly presents News Anchors Fighting During a Commercial Break.
First segment.
It's done that way all the time.
It frequently is.
Well, then we better talk about it.
Do you hear me complaining about it?
Then we better talk about it.
Tonight I'm complaining because tonight I said,
then we better talk about it because I think you've got a problem. I think we've got a problem, all right? If that's what you think, then we'll talk about it after the show and we'll talk about it with Roger Bell. Because I'm not going to sit here night after night and put up with this shit. Okay?
Night after night? Night after night?
Well,
it looks to me
like that's the way it's going to go,
Ann. I'll take the ante up a little higher than that, even. You're not only wrong, you're way out of line.
Let me tell you something.
You started it, pal.
You want Harold Green, you might get him.
That's fine with me. Good old Harold Green.
Okay. You want to start dealing with shit? Go ahead. That's what you want. You just might get it. You know, you go home and have a couple of shooters, and I don't know what the fuck happens, but when you come back, you're not the same lady.
That's not true.
Some nights it is, Ann.
When news happens, you see it happen on Channel 7. The number one station for news and information in Southern California. Now, Paul Moyer, Ann Martin, Johnny Mountain Weather, and Todd Donahoe Sports. This is Eyewitness News Tonight.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, February 10th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, human toilet sissy boy Tom Pearl is back. Plus, Satanists wear baby skin shoes and eat scotch eggs, apparently. The non-existent genre of music called flute scatting and humming loudly to get your dick up.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Are you on the internet? Isn't that for techno geeks with spreadsheets?
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Drunken Negro face cookies.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Tim Henson, back here with you, starting off a new week of programs. Got a great one for you today. I've been reading about this coronavirus thing, and there's surprisingly little information. I was like, how would I know if I had the coronavirus? To me, based on everything I read, it's like, you've got a cold, stuffy head, fever, cough. Bitch, take some NyQuil. That's what the stuff was made for, it sounds like. And then further on in the article, I read, the severity of symptoms vary. Some people don't experience any. How bad is this thing if you can just sort of live your life and not even notice that you have it? I know there's no vaccine yet for the coronavirus, but I was reading, trying to find out, like, how are these people being treated? What's being done for them? Again, very little information. That kind of concerns me. Like, the only thing I could find was, patients are treated to make sure their organs don't fail. Now, see, that leads me to believe the coronavirus is way worse than the common cold. Still, I mean, this isn't Ebola, right? That shit is scary, when you're, like, shitting out your organs. When your body liquefies your fucking liver, and you just start bleeding out everywhere. Yeah, that's a real illness. This coronavirus still seems like, in a year or two time, when doctors have a real grasp on this, you'll come down with the coronavirus and just go to urgent care, get a shot or something. It's gonna be no biggie. A couple things set me off on this path of, reading up on the coronavirus. One, the real information I wanted was, how long is the typical coronavirus illness? Like, how long does it take for the virus to run its course in a human, assuming it doesn't kill you? Is it a week or two, and then you're back to normal? That, I could not find information anywhere, which is concerning. Because I'm like, has anyone recovered from this fucking shit? I mean, I know, 800 people have died? But there are thousands infected. And, it has spread to the UK, and you may say, BFD, Tim, we've got the coronavirus here in the United States. Yes, however, seems like the numbers are rising really quickly. Just yesterday, there were 4 cases. Now there's 8. That's double. It's a low number, but it's still double. And, these are white people. It's much harder to pick out a British person in a crowd. You see an Asian and, you know, to stay clear. Which, okay, yes, it's racism. But let's look at the facts based on news headlines alone. Coronavirus. Death toll rises as virus spreads to every Chinese region. That's where the virus originated. There are thousands of cases. You'll have to excuse me if I keep my distance from Chinese people for the next couple of weeks, just until this blows over. Hopefully blows over. The problem with it being in the UK is that now it's totally just going to spread everywhere. Because, you know, it's a huge hub of international travel, London. Where do people who live in London go? New York. It's always a flight from New York to London. London, New York. If you live in New York, you're fucked. Mark my words. Just stay inside. Interact with as few people as possible. See? The Tim Henson way of life is finally paying off. If you really want to be freaked out, there is an interactive coronavirus map. You can see where all the cases are, how many people have died, how many people have recovered. Here's the thing. There's been over 40,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus. 900 have died, and 3,594 have recovered. The other 36,000 are just sort of in limbo suffering. They're not getting better, and they're not dying. Eventually, one of the two things is going to happen. Still, at least like the recovered number is 3.5 times higher than the death number. Still, those are not great odds. I mean, they're good odds, but still a lot of people dying there. It's basically like you've got a 1 in 4 chance of dying when you catch this thing. My point is, try not to catch the coronavirus. I'm always trying to help you, freaks. All right, let's get into some audio now. In a second, you're going to wish that I was continuing to talk about the coronavirus. You may remember a few weeks ago, I introduced you all to Tom Pearl. Don't remember him?
Hi, my name is Tom Pearl, and I got diarrhea, and I'm going to make this diarrhea eating video.
I don't think we need to play the whole video over again, but yeah, that's Tom Pearl. He shat his diarrhea out into a bowl and then drank it and ate it and slurped it. Just had trouble keeping it down, surprisingly. There were 3 Tom Pearl videos initially, and after that, I couldn't find any more. I've searched the internet high and low to find more Tom Pearl content to horrify and disgust you with. Today, you know why I brought this up, right? I've found a new Tom Pearl video. Oh, all my hard work paid off. If you are thoroughly disgusted by scat porn, and I mean, who isn't, right? I do have some good news for you. This Tom Pearl video does not feature shit or shit eating. I think this is some like early Tom Pearl work. Pre-poop. So here we go. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Tom, the toilet mouth. I really enjoy having my mouth used as a toilet and my stomach used as a septic tank. And to prove it, I'm going to drink my own piss this morning.
I bet you guys have never been more relieved to hear piss porn. Relieved. Excuse the pun there. Well, he's pissing into a bottle. So you can hear that. Nice strong piss stream. I'm jealous. Alright, let's just fast forward, keep things moving here.
Nice and yellow. It's gonna taste delicious.
Yeah, the more yellow, the more pungent. The stronger the flavor. Ooh. Do you think he's gonna gag on this? I mean, here's a guy who eats shit. Piss should be no problem. Okay. I could do without the gargling of the pee.
I really like gargling with piss. Because I like the piss breath.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as there's a reason for you gargling, B. Makes sense. Likes piss breath. I'm sure everyone you talk to also appreciates your piss breath. More gargling there.
I hope you enjoyed this video. And I'll be making one where I'm eating my diarrhea soon, hopefully.
Oh!
So be on the lookout for that.
That's okay. We've already experienced that, Tom Pearl. All right, moving on now. I've got a YouTuber here who's very upset. This is Robert Storms. On his channel, he discusses movies and video games. He's very upset with the Oscars because Joker did not win and Parasite did. He's taking this loss pretty personally.
So why do we have best foreign film, yet these movies are then qualified to enter Best Picture? True, we can sit there and say, well, just because it's foreign doesn't mean it's the Best Picture. That's fine.
Okay, so, well, you just answered your own question. Why?
But out of everybody in the United States of the motherfucking America, how many people actually fucking seen Parasite? Can someone please raise your goddamn hand and tell me, for the love of Christ?
What he's saying here is, he did not see the movie, therefore it's not important.
How many fucking people in the United States of a motherfucking America saw Parasite? Okay? I don't know what Parasite is. I don't give a shit about Parasite. It's fine. It won.
Someone doesn't like reading subtitles.
Best foreign film. You know why? Because it's a goddamn foreign film. Joker, and look, I don't care if Joker didn't win. I want it to win.
I think he cares if it won or not.
But it could have been Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Marriage Story, 1917, Ford v Ferrari, Little Women. I don't give a shit. But fucking Parasite, which won Best Foreign Film, Best Director, Best Picture. I'm sorry, if you won Best Foreign Film, you should automatically be invalid to even be qualified to win Best Picture. You should. And it pisses me off because...
Well, it's just another category. And, you know, a movie can be nominated in more than one category. Like, technically, if there was an animated movie that won Best Animated Movie, it could also win Best Picture.
Let's talk about Joker. Okay, look at United States of America.
Yeah, he's obsessed with Joker.
Right now. What is more important to our culture than the Joker?
He really just said that. There is nothing more important than the Joker. This film should be taught in schools.
About a movie that talks about mental illness not being taken seriously. About how people in high places look down and frown upon the poor.
That is a theme in Parasite, as a matter of fact.
Poverty and people with mental illness. How we need to take this more serious. But no, forget all these fucking social problems that Joker touched upon. Let's have a better woke agenda and let's go full fucking woke.
It's woke because it's a South Korean film?
And let's give Parasite, the first fucking thing they said, Parasite, the first foreign language movie to ever win Best Picture. Well, I'm pat yourself on the fucking back, Academy. Go pat your woke ass fucking selves on the fucking back. I am sorry. This is fucking ludicrous. It's fucking asinine.
I gotta be honest with you. I didn't see either of those movies, so I don't have a horse in this race. So I was going through the comments to see if it's just me, or does this guy seem a little out of touch? A little unhinged. By the way, he lives in Florida. He provides his mailing address or something if you want to send him swag. So the first comment is, man, you could have done a little research on Parasite instead of embarrassing yourself like this. Hearing a grown man whine in a racist rant, I don't know if he's racist, about how precious Joker lost to a great Korean film is pathetic as hell. The best picture means best picture overall. It just happened to also be the best foreign film. You know, if Little Women won, he'd be here yelling about the feminist agenda. That's true. Okay.
I can't believe this shit. And again, I wanted Joker to win. It could have been any fucking film. Little fucking Women, I don't give a fuck. You guys could have gave that shit to fucking... I don't care. Shazam. You could have gave it to Shazam. I don't care. But a film shouldn't be nominated for Best Foreign Film and then also have the opportunity to win Best Picture. Because none of the other Best Picture nominations had a chance to be nominated for anything else.
This guy is dumb and also uninformed because there were prior foreign films that have been also nominated for Best Picture. As for animated films, Toy Story 3 was nominated for Best Animated Film and Best Picture overall, right? He really is just being a little whiny bitch because Joker didn't win. And by the way, he looks like someone who would really, really be obsessed with Joker.
I mean, yes, the technical awards and all that shit, but if Best Foreign Film is the equivalent of Foreign Best Picture, then why is the film...
Breathe.
It's the Oscars and their fucking woke-ass fucking agenda, and I'm fucking tired of it. I am tired of these fucking agendas. Why can't the best movie win the Best Picture?
Well, there you go. That's his opinion, and that opinion has received 500 likes on YouTube. Unfortunately, there are 11,000 dislikes. Not a great ratio. To compare, I went back to my Michelle Duggar miscarriage video on YouTube, which is still inexplicably up. I'm surprised that hasn't been pulled for hate speech or something. On that video, I have 434 likes to 1,200 dislikes. Still a better ratio. That was a very angry man. I've got an angry woman now. She, I think, is suffering from road rage.
Ma'am.
Oh, she's already off and running. I don't know what the hell's going on. She's parked on the side of the road. I think there was like a near accident that happened.
Ma'am.
For running me off the goddamn road.
I'm sorry.
Bitch.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Fuck you. If I had a gun, I would shoot you dead.
So much for apologies.
Give me your goddamn phone. Give me your phone.
Ma'am.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Like, when has that ever worked? Is this a shakedown? My theory is that this woman is drunk and she doesn't want any evidence of her drunkenness.
Give me your goddamn phone. Give me your phone.
Ma'am.
Give me your goddamn phone.
Ma'am.
I'm gonna goddamn kill your kids and your mother.
All right. Well, she's taking things to the next level.
Oh,
ma'am.
Give me your guy. I'm going to goddamn kill your kids and your mother. I've got people that'll do what you want. You motherfucker. It's Alaska. I'm going to run you back.
Oh.
I'm going to goddamn run you. Get out.
Ma'am.
It's lawless Alaska.
Ma'am, calm down.
No. You fucking calm down. I'll learn how to goddamn drive.
I'm sorry. I did not see
fucking
you.
Fucking muscle.
Thank you.
I'm going to get out of here.
Just calm down, ma'am. Ma'am, please relax.
Oh, now relax. Yeah, telling a woman to relax and to calm down are two surefire ways that they don't relax.
It's
and
not
calm down.
Relax?
Relax, I'm sorry. Go. I did not see you. Just relax.
Well, you better open up your goddamn eyes and learn how to drive, you fucking Muslim. You are a Muslim, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am, proud.
I goddamn knew it. You had blow up school bus children, you goddamn son of a nigger loving atheist bitch.
Oh, whoa. Okay, well, how can you be a Muslim and an atheist? He's also the N-word. She just threw a lot out there.
Get off of me.
I feel sorry for you that you're full of...
Get off. What did she say? He's not even on her. She's in her car. He's filming from outside, far away.
Get off of me.
I feel sorry for you that you're full of hatred. Why are you so
I'm full of hatred for people that are too goddamn stupid to know how to drive.
Ma'am, it was an accident. It was an accident.
Get out there and let them run over. Get out. Get out on the road and let them run over.
Ma'am.
I can't start my car. Would you get the fuck off away from me?
Just relax, please. Take a minute. Just take a minute. Don't be so full of hatred. Just please calm down. Relax.
You goddamn tell me. You almost fucking killed me.
What is my bastard?
You stupid ass bastard.
No. Well, she's not calming down. She's getting out of her car.
Ma'am.
I'm gonna goddamn kill you.
Ma'am.
I'm gonna goddamn kill you.
Now she's chasing after him on a busy road.
Are you crazy?
Fucking watch me.
Oh, God.
Have you lost your mind?
I'm gonna run over your side.
Uh-oh, dude. I would be very careful. And there she goes. Thankfully, she misses him and just sort of speeds off. She's someone else's problem now. All right, very good. A-plus road rage. Next up, more raging. This woman is on an airplane that is suffering some turbulence in the air. She's the only person freaking the fuck out, though. Now, I mean, there is turbulence. You can tell there's turbulence on the plane. It's shaking around a little bit. But if you've ever flown before, it's not that bad. This must be her first time in the air. She is sort of apologizing. I'm sorry. I think she's apologizing to God for all of her sins. She thinks she's dying. Let's go to heaven.
Oh,
She handled that pretty well. Finally, before we get into the news today, I think I may have a new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee for you. This song is simply titled Scat/Rap Counterpoint. It features some bitchin' flute work and was produced in 1993. Just to show you what scat is, here's Ella Fitzgerald scatting. Shit, I'm pretty good at scatting. Now compare Ella Fitzgerald, and quite frankly, my scatting, with this nonsense. There's Mama shredding on the flute.
Well, let me tell you a story about the way it is, about composing and supposing that you're noting what you know in the lines and spaces and in unfamiliar places that conform to a form you perform like a rhyme over time.
So it's a song about song construction or something?
Rhyming. Timing. Rhyming. Timing gotta keep up. The timing gotta keep up. The sound gotta keep up. The impression that you're getting around. Making the scene, being part of the herd. While you're listening to
persistent
pounding that's resounding and surrounding you from the ground to the top of the mountain where you hear in your mind's ear sound rebounding. Bounding.
The worst part of this, and I haven't revealed this information yet, the song is 10 minutes long.
Bounding, bounding, bouncing into silence.
We'll skip around.
No silence. Only the
oh my god, this would make a great test of patience.
Groans.
Play the whole
and
thing.
The bones of the tones and the rattle of the bones of the rhythms you shake and the tunes that you make.
There's nothing more lame than educational rap songs. By the way, they promised me scat. Hold on, let me fast forward.
Away from the form that you stuck it in yesterday. All hail to the major scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, 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 re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, major, 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 minor, major, minor, major, minor, minor, minor,
well, that's not good. That's not good scatting at all.
Minor, 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 minimalism, 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 minimalism.
I can't believe we're only 2 minutes into this song. Let's fast forward to just right in the middle. 5 minutes, 10 seconds.
A grist for the mill of the Lord.
She is all over the place.
He will grind us and throw us away.
7 minutes.
You're on stage and judged, called a hero or a mother. Your life is a...
8 minutes. Ah, finally. Some peace and silence. But it doesn't last long, though, because at 9 minutes...
Don't just sit and need assistance. Come join up with the resistance. Come sing along with this scat song, this rap song, bop song, rap, scat, and song attack. Bop, scat, and rap attack. Scatter, rap, rap, rap,
scatting again.
Counterpoint, 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 point, 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 point.
And that is the end of the song. I have no idea what the point of it was. Just so you know, even though that video was produced in 1993, the woman who sang it posted it on her own YouTube channel, and she's still relatively active. As a matter of fact, here is a video from 2017 where she's performing.
Blaka, holala, unloga, boom, blago, boom. Lago boom.
She's gone full retarded.
Posso fataka. Shampa wula wusa.
You know I can't get enough of like bad performance artists. That's what this is, right? It's performance art. Picks up the flute. And I think the performance ends with her just screaming. So powerful. Just a bunch of pretentious, ear-raping bullshit. Ting. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Do you like Distorted View Daily? Want more of it? Sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, so there are thousands and thousands of past shows. More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. Last week we did 3 exclusive shows, including a weekend program that I posted on Sunday. So if you missed that, check your feed. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You get access to a special personalized RSS feed that includes all of the free shows and all of the exclusive content, not to mention special feeds that are broken up into past years so you can listen to every single episode of DV on the go. It's pretty cool. Superfreaksideshow.com, all major credit cards and PayPal accepted. There are other ways to support the show. We've got a store full of merchandise. That's what stores usually carry, right? T-shirts, hoodies, hats, mugs, that type of thing. Store.distortedview.com. And finally, patreon.com/distortedview if you want to pledge a few dollars my way. It really does help me out. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. It's been an amazing 15 years, and it's all thanks to you. All right. 3 very quick stories now. First up. Remember a while back, I was playing a video of Mead Skelton talking about why he does not perform in coffee houses anymore, and he was all like, yeah, I don't like to do that. The people there I found out are like gays and the dirty homosexuals and evil people. Oh, there's a lot of communism, a lot of socialists in the coffee houses. I just didn't feel comfortable. God told me not to play there anymore. I hate to say it, but I admit when I'm wrong, Mead Skelton might actually be onto something. Coffee houses might be full of evil people. A woman has claimed she accidentally stumbled across the meeting of a satanic sex cult while having brunch at a vegan cafe in South London.
If it's happening over there, it's happening over here. That's why I don't eat at vegan cafes.
Vegan cafe is pretty close to a coffee shop, right? Anya Driscoll, or something like that, who works as a copywriter, was dining with her brother at the Bonington Cafe on Saturday when she ventured to the toilet. Those black bean burgers always give me the shits too, honey. Don't feel bad. Yeah, she went to the restroom to, you know, disrespect the toilet. And she came across the meeting of 20 people in floor-length black robes with ceremonial daggers eating pork pies. Are you sure those pies weren't made out of baby meat? Everyone knows that Satanists love the taste of baby meat, and waste not, want not, they use dead babies in the production of their shoes.
They wear this special kind of shoes. They make baby skin shoes.
Baby skin shoes, that's right.
They take off the skin. I don't know how.
Skin of whom?
Of the baby. The baby.
And they make shoes?
Yes.
And who wears these shoes?
Papa, everyone wears the shoes.
Everyone in the cult?
Yes.
If you guys don't remember where this audio is from, it's one of the greatest news stories we've ever featured on the show. We've got a picture this, right? A husband and wife divorcing. There's a bitter legal battle going on. The wife, right, the woman and her father concoct this plan to brainwash the child into believing that his father, this, you know, woman's ex-husband, is a member of a Satanist cult that kills and eats babies. This is how the mother was going to gain custody of the kids, or keep custody or whatever. And so they did. They convinced. That's what this child is talking like. He has seen this stuff firsthand. That's what they got the kid believing.
They also make shoes of the skin of the baby's skin.
They got a special tool and they put it in the skin and it, like in the baby's skin, and then they take it out.
That's how they get the baby skin off of its body. But that's not all.
Why do they cut the heads off the babies?
They hang it upside down.
Right.
And after this big white ball on it. And after they cut, they cut the head off to say it falls on the floor.
Right.
They leave it on, they cut off the head.
Yeah.
But then after it's still on, it's just hanging on.
Right.
And then the blood drips in. And if there's blood spilled on the floor or anything, like that splattered anywhere,
they got mops.
All of these audio clips come from various videos that the family recorded. They filmed these kids talking about the satanic cult they were brainwashed into believing existed. All the videos, I think, that were online have been pulled, except for the Sideshow DV log I created. If you're Sideshow members, you can watch that. I'll provide a link on the show notes for Sideshow members if they want to relive that DV log. If you're wondering what happened to these kids, I have no idea. They're probably in intensive therapy. The mother is behind bars. She was found guilty of brainwashing her kids, making the whole thing up. It was quite the saga that we reported on back in, I think, 2014 or 2015. All right, back to the story we have for you today. So this woman was just trying to take a shit. She ran across 20 people in black robes eating pork pies. Evil. After taking to Twitter to share her story, she discovered it was likely a meeting of Order of Oriental Templars, or OTO, a group which was brought to Britain in the early 20th century by infamous occultist Aleister Crowley. He's widely believed to be a Satanist and was dubbed the wickedest man in the world. Anya told how she was enjoying her mid-morning meal when her brother went to the toilet and came back, urging her to find the bathroom. "You gotta check this shit out. He won't tell me what's up, so, suspecting I'm going to look at some really bad art about veganism, I go. I was wrong. I stepped through the signposted door that takes me into the terraced building next door. The toilet is apparently on the third floor. It feels like I'm walking up the stairs in a private home. At the top of the first flight of stairs is a landing room. It appears to be a kitchen. On a table, a classic British buffet of scotch eggs, breadsticks, and cheese is laid out. The room is full. It's a party, except all the people, about 20 of them, were wearing floor-length black robes. Some have ceremonial daggers. They're making polite conversation and chomping on mini pork pies. It's like Eyes Wide Shut meets Keeping Up Appearances. Anya added that she tapped one of the alleged cult members on the shoulder, and he pointed her in the direction of the toilet. See, Satanists are friendly. They're not just, completely evil. On her way back from the toilet, someone announced it's time to begin, and they start shuffling into another room. At that point, Anya decided to ask the group about the practice. "What's going on here, guys?" "Mind your own business, bitch." She was told they were just friends. They were people of all ages, men and women, and apart from the satanic death cult clothing, they looked quite everyday. No, not massive goths or obviously into alternative lifestyles. Anyway, I suppose it doesn't matter, but I'm incredibly curious. It just sucks they had to have their ceremony right by the public restroom. Cause, smells waft, They're just trying to have a Satan-worshipping, drug-fueled orgy. They don't want to smell the big fat beaver you ripped. It's a religious ceremony. Come on. All right, second story we have for you today. We have talked about Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy-scented candle recently. Now you can purchase a politics-scented candle. Yes, for anyone frustrated by politics, the Kentucky for Kentucky... What the fuck is that? Kentucky for Kentucky has released a politics-scented candle that allows you to share your frustrations with the current administration, with Congress, local government, whatever. The small company, which sells Kentucky-focused apparel, oh, that's why it's Kentucky for Kentucky, as well as cheeky gifts, describes the candles as made from real Kentucky horse. Melted down a horse? glue? Real Kentucky horse for subtle notes of bureaucracy, hypocrisy, and old farts. What? Politics, united, divisive, and smells like the same old shit. Burn it down and start over with a revolutionary new scented candle, the product description reads, claiming the candle is made with real dehydrated horse poop. Oh, okay. It's horse shit. The limited edition candle retails for $24. Do you really want, who's gonna burn a shit candle? Shit dildo. Shit candle, not shit dildo. Shit dildo actually makes more sense than a shit candle. If you're a scat freak, getting fucked in the butt with a frozen shit dildo, you'd enjoy that. You'd like that. Who wants to smell a horse shit scented candle, you know? All right, the limited edition candle retails for $24, and it claims it's perfect for family gatherings, comment sections, seances, and unprompted conversations in line at the convenience store. If you want your home to smell more apolitical, the brand has a variety of other scents, like cornbread and the popular fried chicken candle, to keep your house smelling more delicious than contentious. By the way, I do have an update on Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy-scented candle. It's back in stock on Goop for $75. It can be yours. Makes that $24 horse poop candle seem not so stupidly ridiculous. All right, final story we have for you today. From horse shit and pussy candles to zapping your penis with sound. What? Zapping the penis with sound waves could tackle erectile dysfunction. Scientists tested the relatively new treatment alongside a standard pill on a group of men struggling with impotence. They found six sessions of up to 2,400 pulses of acoustic energy to the penis gave significantly better results than the pill alone. Think about how many pulses of acoustic energy a typical episode of Distorted View Daily is. That's right, I'm suggesting the sound of my voice could produce thicker, longer, sturdier boners. Guys, let's try this theory out right now. If you're having trouble achieving an erection, take your phone and make sure you've got the speaker all the way up and slide your phone down the front of your pants. I want your cock pressing up against your phone. Let's see if I can get that little pecker to move. Let's get some sexy music going, you know, to set the mood. And I'm going to really put a lot of bass boost on my voice to get things vibrating. And away we go.
Feel my voice on your dick. Vibrate. Move. Get up and move. Feel my voice running up and down your shaft. Feel the vibration. Rubbing against your cockhead. That sensation is nice, isn't it? Blah, blah, blah. And now some quick pulses. The hiccups, I'm sorry. Jesus. I really have the hiccups now. Great.
This happens sometimes when I really am like screaming or making weird noises. I really can give myself the hiccups there. So I'm sure the rest of this news story is going to be great. All right. There it is again. I'm sorry. I can't stop the show. It's getting too late. I can't wait for the hiccups to pass. All right. They found six sessions of up to 2,400 pulses of acoustic energy to the penis. Sorry. Gave significantly better results than the pill alone. It's believed to work by stimulating the growth of new nerve fibers in blood vessels, restoring penis function. The intense vibrations to the shaft during the 20-minute sessions are not painful, according to the researchers. Do you see what I put my poor body through just to produce one episode of Distorted View Daily? Paolo Verze or something of the University of something in Italy said low-intensity extracorporeal shock therapy is a promising therapy for erectile dysfunction. The 156 study participants all had type 2 diabetes, as ED is a common problem, often with more severity among those with diabetes. It can stem from damages to nerves and blood vessels caused by poor long-term blood sugar control. Fuck this shit! And of course, this is one of the longer news stories I have for you today, the last one. All right, writing in the Asian Journal of Andrology, the author's shockwave therapy is believed to stimulate pathways that encourage growth factors. Growth factors. A growth factor is a natural substance in the body which helps the healing and cell growth. Dr. Verze said this may regenerate nerve fibers and blood vessels in the penis. Consequently, this therapy has the potential to restore natural erections and cure the disease. Dr. Diana Gall from online service Doctor For You said, shockwave therapy is an emerging weapon in the sexual health armory, and this new study offers some encouraging results. When combined with erection medication, it could now offer real hope for those who suffer from erectile dysfunction. All right, that's quite enough. You get the idea. Sound waves on the penis could help your non-functioning dick. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Man, these hiccups are lasting a long time. All right. Many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. Our voicemail line is 206-666-4463. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. God damn it. And of course, we've got a Discord where all the freaks hang out. There's a little link on the main navigation bar that says Discord. Click on that. Use that as your invitation to get into the chat room. God damn it. All right. So I'm going to do a lot of listening today. Not so much, not a lot of talking. Here's some voicemails. First up, a couple patrons.
Yo, Timmy Boo, Tony Frola. Haven't called in a while. Really haven't had anything to say. The whole Discord thing, I just remained silent. Anyway, I'm taking my EMT refresher course, and my instructor and I were talking about inbreeding, and I'm from the Northeast. And he's from, like, out west, like, Vegas, California. And he asked me, he goes, are lazy eyes common around here? I'm like, yeah. I've known, like, 3 or 4 people that have had, like, really wonky-ass lazy eyes.
Yeah.
And then he said, they're not common out west. And he said, it's sometimes a sign of inbreeding. And I was wondering, in your neck of the woods in Ohio... have you noticed any lazy eyes or just weird...
Aside from me?
Generic birth defects that just kind of pop out to you? The ones that really pop out to me are, like, the teeth that protrude, like, out of the top of the gum and out of the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not... Yeah. That, you know, can't really be fixed by braces because, you know, they're protruding out of the top of the gum.
I haven't seen...
And it didn't drop
that.
Down. I don't know. That's just something that I have a theory.
Oh, my eyes are all messed up. I've got, like, one eye I can see stuff clear, or I'm sorry, I can see stuff near, and I can't see far. The other eye I can see far, but not near. So my eyes are always, like, adjusting, and then, I'm sorry, I'm either going to vomit or hiccup again. So, like, one eye is always just, like, not in use. Because if I'm looking at something far away, the eye that I can't see shit far away, it's not doing anything.
Father-daughter ball. Attended 40% by women. It may seem strange, but yeah.
I'm sorry, this is another voicemail. I don't know if I said that we're going to play another call.
Daughter to a
I'm like out of it now.
Daughter princess ball. Almost half of the people showing up at the door are fucking women. And not only are they women.
What is this guy talking about? Father daughter balls?
Fat fucking brood mares. With an entire litter of shitty children that run all over the fucking place doing whatever the fuck they want because there's not a man in their life to teach them some goddamn discipline.
Okay.
So what I was picturing while I'm trying my hardest to keep my daughter off the stripper pole when she's 18 is taking her to a dance that is all dads, just like me, all trying to keep their daughters... just like me, into some semblance of normalcy. The structure, order...
I'm sorry, taking your daughter to a dance is not normal. That doesn't seem right to me. I have to keep her pure, so I'm going to take her to a dance. It's really weird. I don't know if that's exactly what you were saying. I can't really focus right now. I'm sorry. These hiccups
hey,
are
Timmy Boo, it's
really
such a
destroying me.
For trash, and my girlfriend just browbeat me into fucking sending you this message... But apparently she wants the world to know that the maximum things allowed in her pussy is my cock and 2 of my fingers, and that's it. Anything else is too much. I know this sounds like I'm making this up, but I'm really not. She's sitting here right next to me. Would you like to confirm this, babe?
Uh-uh.
No? You don't want to say anything? You sure? Say hi to Timmy.
Hi, Timmy.
There you go. Bye, Timmy Boo.
Why did she need me to know this information? And I'm sorry. And also, is it like you can stick your penis and your two fingers in at once? That's the maximum? Or is it an either-or situation? The maximum of two fingers or your dick? I would like to know that. And then, but more importantly, I want to know why. Why do I need to know this information? Is it just, you just want to put that out there? Or maybe I asked you. Did I ask you girls at some point, like, what's the maximum you'll put in your pussy? If so, let's continue. Let's continue that. God damn it. Ladies, call in and tell me what you'll accept in your cunt. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Thank Christ. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
I'm gonna goddamn kill you!
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. Tomorrow's show is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Otherwise, I will see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
I got first place in the duck call.